Welcome to one of a kind radio program specifically designed to truly connect you to God and personally touch the way you live your life. This is the voice of Unity Church Nigeria on radio, bringing you messages of love, life, prosperity, healing, and salvation. Join us for the next half hour. Be attentive. Imbibe and appropriate our messages, and your life will never be the same again. As Senior Reverend Dr. Amos N. Carlo delivers his powerful, transformational messages.
God bless you, friends. I invite you in this Unity Church Hour to listen very attentively on the message of eternal life. As you listen, may you feel your deepening sense of unity with God and humanity. Shall we pray? Please repeat after me. I am living eternally in the presence of God. I know it as I realize my divine sonship. Dear God, I know that I am on an eternal journey. While I don't know the past or future steps of my immortal soul, I know that I am ever traveling safely within you. There is no place that I can go where you are not. And my heart sings with joy and praise that I am part of you in the journey of life that has no beginning nor end. I pray you lead me on and on in this road of life that has no end, since life is continuous. Uninterrupted by change, let me lift up my face to the light and say, yes, I am in God's care. Even when the world is changing, let me know I am in your care. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayers in the name and to the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Once again, welcome to Unity Church Hour. My name is Reverend Dr. Amos N. Carlo, President, Unity Church Nigeria. As you listen to this message on eternal life, it will be good if for the time being, lay aside all previous theories and beliefs you have about eternal life. By so doing, you will be saved the trouble of trying all the way through these 30 minutes to put new wine into old wineskins, Luke 5:37. If there is anything as we proceed which you do not understand or agree with, just let it lie passively in your mind until this program is over. For many statements that will at first arouse antagonism and discussion will be clear and easily accepted a little further on. After this broadcast is over, you can write or call Unity Church Nigeria, Center of Practical Christianity, 113B Ngwa Road, P.O. Box 201, Aba, Abia State, Nigeria, or phone 082-234-9544 for more explanation. After the explanation is made, if you are not satisfied and you wish to return to your old beliefs and ways of living, you are at perfect liberty to do so.
Unity
offers a positive and practical approach to living, come home to unity. Christ came that we may have life and have it abundantly. John chapter 10, verse 10. And he said, "He that heareth my word and believeth him that sent me hath eternal life, and so cometh not into judgment, but hath passed out of death into life." John 5:24. He continued in John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life." You see, life is for living, and it is eternal. Life being of God, and actually being an extension of God himself into his creation, can under no conditions be lost. Life is eternal. It never ceases to exist. It does not allow itself to be lost or ended any more than God, our creator, sustainer, allows himself to be lost. There is not, now, never has been, and never can be any absence of life anywhere, anytime, because there can never be absence of God. Men fail to recognize life in a particular form, as certain cells go through a time of change, or they may close their spiritual eyes and refuse to recognize the presence of God as life. But that does not change the truth of being, the truth of God as the living presence in every created thing. I am glad that humanity has come to the point of calling what we formerly call death as transition, transiting into glory. You have heard that recently, haven't you? I bet you have. Look at the metamorphic stages of a frog or a butterfly, especially that of a butterfly, from egg to larva, to pupa, to full grown. When at the egg stage, the egg world will rejoice that a baby is born. Some days later, there will be funeral service in their city, for the egg is dead, unaware that it has metamorphosed into larva, which in turn metamorphosed into pupa, and then to full-grown butterfly. In all these stages, there were deaths and births, funeral services, and child christening ceremonies, of course, in their world. In actual sense, there is no death which the butterfly encountered. Does that make sense in what is going on in living life? Life is for living. L-I-F-E. Living in full expression. Unity teaches a positive and practical approach to living. Come to unity. What happens when the individual goes through the experience men call death? This is simply the separation of the soul from a particular body. The body is merely the clothing that the soul has worn for a time. In this process called death, the clothing is discarded and the soul goes on to its next experience in divine unfoldment. The soul of the diseased is not there in the casket or in the grave. Glory be to God that his soul is not left in hell. Acts chapter 2, verse 31. The body you see is that housed the individual, the soul, the spirit, being that is too great to be confined. Please say after me. I have the body. I am not my body. I am more than the body. I am spirit. Yes. You are a spiritual being living in a spiritual universe governed by spiritual law. As we lay aside a garment at the end of a day, so the diseased one has laid aside the garment of the flesh. His or her soul continues in another sphere of life. Although invisible to us, he or she continues her soul essence. When you socket in God, you discover this truth. All persons have moments when they come close in consciousness to God, and at such times they set up and standards not only for themselves but also for their loved ones. They may not talk about these moments of inspiration and aspiration, but in our heart of hearts we know our loved ones' ideas for us. Each one has his part to play in God's plan for eternal life. And all the faith and inspiration we have shared makes us better able to fulfill our part in the experience of truth, or to express it. The truth is that there is continuity of life. In John chapter 8, verse 56 through 59, Jesus said, "Your father Abraham rejoiced that he was to see my day. He saw it and was glad." The Jews then said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." So they took up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. You see, you didn't begin when you entered this world. Your soul is on an eternal journey. Many of us believe in an eternal life as it applies to the future. We believe that we will continue to live after death. But not all of us see eternal life, if it is truly eternal life, as endless life. That it is eternal on both ends, past and future, before our birth and after our death. Life does not begin immediately after parturition, nor end when one is dead. It has no beginning and has no ending. What about life before life? Where was the soul before it was born in a physical body? Have we been here before? Accepting the existence of the soul prior to its earthly appearance seems as logical as accepting its existence after it departs from its earthly sojourn. Jesus referred to the pre-existence of the soul when he said, "Before Abraham was, I am." John 8:58. If we can get the picture of life as an unbroken circle, with the earthly experience as merely one segment of that circle, we can start to see the unending aspect of us all. The question, from where do we come and where do we go, is fascinating as well as basic to each of us, and believing in an endless soul journey, open at both ends, does seem to answer many questions. Since we never know exactly where the soul has been or what secrets it brings with it, we cannot fully know or understand the motives of another person. We do not know what soul needs are brought into this earthly existence, needs which must eventually be met or transmuted or resolved in some way. There are countless examples of special talents and abilities and prior knowledge which appear to have no source in the person's present existence. The idea of a prior life or lives seems the most satisfying explanation for many otherwise unexplainable phenomena. As a part of God, that which we are eternally had no beginning, nor does it have an end. It is really enough for us to know that life persists, that it is indeed eternal, and then to get on with the life that we are experiencing in the here and now. We are always greater than what we express, and the purpose of life is to express more and more of what we eternally are. We do that by living each moment of life as a joyful song of exaltation to God. Like the traveler Christian in John Bunyan's The Pilgrim's Progress, we view each event in our journey as stages of an unfolding spiritual process. Living life on the high wire, following that path which brings us the most bliss, being divinely guided and whole and prosperous and the best that we can be. This is a project worthy of our finest attention. This is the fulfillment of God's plan for us. It is His good pleasure to give us the kingdom, Luke 12:32. Since it is the will of God for us to be well and strong, since the creative process of the universe, God, is always moving in the direction of newer and better, and since the life force, God, continually is at work within us to heal and perfect us, could it be possible that we are intended to remain permanently in this physical milieu. When you consider the journey life has taken from its earlier beginnings as single cells up to the present stably complex beings called humankind, one might quite easily conclude that since it is moving inexorable in the direction of improvement, life is meant to be lasting. Unthinkably outrageous, the idea is worth considering. If not now, then sometime in the future, when a person can link up strongly with the idea of oneness with God and the idea that what God creates, God can and does maintain, and the idea that God actually lives through us, the life within that person is quickened and regenerated. It then becomes a small step to the belief that since God put us into a human form and loves us so infinitely, perhaps, just perhaps, God wants us to stay around. If you have been looking for a safe place to grow and unfold spiritually, emotionally, and personally, come home to Unity. Paul, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 53 and 54, says, "For this perishable nature must put on the imperishable, and this mortal nature must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. So, brethren, flow and grow with life. Allow things to happen, and everything will work out." Life is a living, growing thing. It doesn't stand still. Trying to dodge the experiences of life, life eludes you is glorious. So forge ahead. The end is eternal and glorious. It is great to be alive, and life is for living. The idea of eternal life in the physical body raises many issues, of course. It will have to be a well body, engaged in useful and soul-satisfying activities. A physical life which will last indefinitely would have to be able to sustain harmonious and loving relationships, be a radiating center of peace so that people everywhere will live without war or rivalry, and be a faithful steward of our planet and even beyond. We have a way to go before we reach this ideal state, but physical permanence is possibly the direction in which life is moving. Yet, regardless of what you think about the idea, the fact remains that here and now, you have been given the gift of physical life by God. Cherish that life because it is part of God. Perhaps it is the ultimate gift which God can give. What is a provable fact is that God has given us the gift of life now, and that within us is a life force that knows only life. It is incumbent upon us to do the very best we can do to allow that life force to express utterly and completely. This includes affirming as often as possible in our words and actions what it is that we sense, that the essential core of us is immortal. Martha Smock says, "The road of life winds on, and we like travelers go from turn to turn until we come to know the truth that life is endless and that we forever are inhabitants of all eternity." While our scientists have yet to prove conclusively that we exist before and after this earthly experience, we know that as a part of God, we cannot have a beginning and an end. Our essential identity has always been and always will be. So fear not even the so-called death. Life includes death. Fear of death is the fear that drives virtually all other fears, and of course, we cannot live life to the fullest if we fear death. Life is for living, not for fearing, and we will never find the knowledge of life by looking on at death. Our immortal spirit inextricably found in the study of life. Yet, life does include death. It must. Life goes through stages, and each is in reality a death. like the metamorphic process of the butterfly I mentioned earlier, there are many deaths and many births, yet that was life in continuity. The infant dies to the child dies to the youth dies to the adult. You have died many deaths, and you will die many more as you continue to identify yourself on higher and higher levels of life. As each limitation is discarded, a new expression of the real you is born. Yet, whether you are expressing as the infant or the child or the youth or the adult, you have remained you. You never lost your identity. You merely put on a different expression of that core essence that is you. You cannot die in the sense that you can cease to be. God's plan for you is life eternal. Life, body, mind, and spirit functioning harmoniously as one. Any plan that fails to fulfill this is doomed to die and to be born again and again and again until the plan is fulfilled. In summary, accepting the existence of the soul prior to its earthly appearance seems as logical as accepting its existence after its departure from its earthly sojourn. Since we never know exactly where the soul has been or what secrets it brings with it, we cannot fully know or understand the motives of another person. The idea of a prior life or lives seems the most satisfying explanation for many otherwise unexplainable phenomena. Physical permanence possibly is the direction in which life is moving. So, follow life or grow with life, and you will live eternally. Let's pray. I live eternally in God. In Him I live and move and have my being. It is great to be alive. Know that you live eternally in God. In Him you live and move and have your being. It is great that you are alive. Life is for living. Flow with life. Allow things to happen, and everything will work out. Fear not. He who is in you is mightier than circumstances. Is mightier than he that is in the world. He will lead you through eternity. This we pray and give thanks in the name and through the power of Jesus Christ. Amen.